No, I think Kama is a big boy, you know, and he's one of the top players in the country. And so we need Kama, you know, and I think any team that he plays in, he's a very much important player, you know.
I'm not taking anything away from Kone. He has been a hero in the team here, yeah, so I'm not here to compete with him. If you gain your ground, fine. If you don't gain your ground, maybe you'd look for a better option.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Weekend Special. Today on the show, we give you some analysis on the weekend's ABSA Premiership games and also the CAF Champions League together with the CAF Confederations Cup that's going to be happening this weekend. A weekend to reclaim some pride and dignity on the African continent for both Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates this weekend. There is also that mouth-watering clash at the FNB Stadium tomorrow at 6 where Kaizer Chiefs will welcome SuperSport United. But more on that later on in the show. This is The Weekend Special. Enjoy the episode. And first up on the show today in the ABSA Premiership, Kaizer Chiefs had a media open day yesterday. First up, we hear from Lebohang Manyama, who speaks about Kaizer Chiefs' upcoming game against high-flying SuperSport United at the FNB Stadium tomorrow evening. The midfielder talks about the form of Matsatsanza and how they are looking forward to the game.
Yeah, obviously a big game, you know, against a very good team. And this is one of the games where form doesn't matter, you know, because SuperSport are always hard to beat throughout all the work they put in their training and how they play. You know, they're a fighting team and we know what to expect, obviously, you know. We're looking forward to it also.
Manyama also downplays the talk of Chiefs having an advantage over Matsatsanza after the Amakhosi had a whole 2-week rest prior to tomorrow's game, but also shares how they've been watching SuperSport as Kaizer Chiefs players and how they see SuperSport United approaching the game tomorrow.
I think there's a lot of positives we took from the break, you know, obviously to rectify our mistakes, you know. We played two tough games, and then obviously there's always negatives even if you win, you know. So we had to rectify some of those, you know, and hopefully come Saturday we'll be better than we were the past 2 weeks. But obviously to them, it's such a huge confidence booster. They played against probably two of the best teams in the country and they won convincingly, you know. We watched their tips and how they did it, you know. And obviously, I think they're probably going to come in a similar way they went to Pirates, you know, when they meet us on Saturday, you know. So we have to be very careful. But also, we don't worry much about them. It's how we're going to show up on Saturday that only matters.
Lebza also shares his opinion on the rumors linking his teammate Kama Billiard back to Mamelodi Sundowns, saying that as players, they need the Zimbabwean international to stay on at Kaizer Chiefs and help them fight for trophies at the club.
No, I think Kama is a big boy, you know, and he's one of the top players in the country. And whether he stays or leaves, you know, probably next year he'll have the same thing again. It happens to every top player, you know. So, yeah, he's been here, he's been working hard, and we haven't showed any emotion to any of that or put our focus on that. We expect that from players like him, you know, every year. So yeah, I mean, he's still here and we make sure that we support him in every way, you know, and make sure that he stays positive in everything that he does. And obviously he comes back and he helps the team. It's not about taking responsibility individually, it's about taking it as a team. Yes, I played well, you know, but also we need Kama, you know, and I think any team that he plays in, he's a very much important player, you know, and very much important as everybody else, you know. So it doesn't really matter about individual performances, and especially coming from last season, we needed to be more of a team and less than individuals, you know. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter who plays well and who doesn't. I think at this point in time, it's a matter of making sure that Kaizer Chiefs tries to win each and every game.
The former PSL Footballer of the Year also speaks about how he plans to resurrect the form which won him the top accolade at the PSL Awards a few seasons ago, his long-term goals, and how he feels about having their rivals being on a tight CAF Champions League schedule and what he is hoping to achieve this season.
Nah, look, really, I don't really think about things that are way far from me. You know, I think at this point in time, it's about taking it one day at a time. And obviously, I mean, with injuries and stuff, certain things you cannot control, you know, car accidents, you know, you cannot control that. You have to take them and learn from them and obviously grow as a person also, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really worry much about how I play. You know, I mean, the most important thing, I think, at this point in time, like I said, you know, is just trying to put Kaizer Chiefs back to where it was than putting myself back to where I was before. The guys have supported me throughout all these troubles that I've had, you know, and I'm very grateful, obviously, the club. But yeah, I mean, I don't really worry much about individual performances at this point in time. I think it's a matter of us as a team taking it one day at a time and seeing where we can end up. Like I said, you know, I don't think about the whole season at one time, you know. So short term, obviously, is just getting a win on Saturday, you know. And yeah, obviously putting in a performance, obviously, for our fans who've been very much loyal, you know. So yeah, I don't really think much about what's going to happen in 3 months' time or in 6 months' time, you know. For me, it's about taking it one game at a time, one day at a time, and try to improve each and every day. We don't really worry much about who's doing what, who's not doing what, you know. And obviously, it's football, and football, there are good and bad days, and fortunately for them, it's how it is right now. You know, they are top teams, obviously. And when you're top teams, then I believe top teams all around the world play a lot of games all the time because they compete for everything, you know. So we also want to be there, you know. And obviously, we get breaks in between because we didn't qualify for some of the tournaments. But it also helps us to improve in what we're lacking, you know. And obviously, you can never be a finished product. You have to try and improve each and every day because I don't think there's anybody that plays a perfect game.
And lastly, Manyama talks about how it will feel coming up against his former teams in SuperSport United this weekend and Cape Town City next week, Tuesday. How having coach Ernest Middendorp believing in him has helped improve his performances this season and how they felt watching their rivals play MTN 8 this season.
Very much exciting. But I think this is one of the biggest weeks we'll have in the whole season. I mean, you play SuperSport, you play Cape Town City, what, 3 or 4 days later? These are tough games, and you know how good these teams are, you know. But yeah, I mean, these are games that we want to play, you know, and these are games that I think everybody at Kaizer Chiefs can't wait to play or see, you know. So yeah, look, we will try to do our best, try to get wins in both, you know. But obviously, we know it's going to be very tough. But yeah, I mean, I believe we can do it. And yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens on Saturday, then worry about Tuesday. It's all through the work that I put in. I think he knows the kind of attitude I have, you know. I want to win all the time, you know, even though it don't happen all the time, you know. But yeah, I think we've got that understanding because he knows that I have the right attitude each and every day, you know. And I think ever since he's been here, I've learned a lot from him, you know, and he's improved my game tremendously, you know, in many aspects. Because now when I got here, I was playing as a 10, which is way up the field, but now I can also play a bit deeper, you know. And it's all about listening to what he wants from me and obviously showing it on the field, you know. And obviously some of the things that I do, you know, probably he's also learning from me, hopefully, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's about working hand in hand with each other, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's a matter of listening to each other and obviously learning from each other. I can't say we have regrets, you know. You can't have regrets when it's all done because you can't change it, you know. But yeah, I mean, we obviously try to get over that, you know, this season and try to get obviously into the top 8, you know. But also, I mean, like I said, I mean, we still have a long way to go. We still have to improve in a lot of aspects, you know. We didn't play. I don't think it's a perfect game against Highlands, you know. It was very tough. You don't play a perfect game there, it's tough. But we tried against Leopards, which is also a very good team, you know. But also, yeah, I mean, we still have a scoring problem, I think, you know, because we had chances to finish the game off, but we didn't, you know. So those are the kind of things that I say we have to improve. And I mean, yeah, the break that we've had is the things that we've been trying to improve, and yeah, hopefully it can get better on Saturday.
And that was Lebohang Manyama speaking to the media at the Kaizer Chiefs Village yesterday. And another player who was speaking to the press yesterday was Nigerian international Daniel Akpei. The goalkeeper started off by commenting on the imminent return of star goalkeeper Itumeleng Khune and whether he will be ready to fight off for the number one jersey with Itu, and the pressure from the Chiefs fans who've been calling for Kune's return whenever Chiefs have conceded a goal.
I'm not taking anything away from Kune. He has been a hero in the team here, yeah, so I'm not here to compete with him. So I'm only hoping that however time I will get as much game time that I wish to have, not to be cold, you know, forever on the bench. So before I came here, I know of that challenge. But however, the coach has his plan for him to have you know, brought me into the team. So I'm sure he knows how to work that out. With some of the goalkeepers who are new or probably who the fans must have called out their neck, I think one of the reasons is because they've not been part of the, you know, the squad that have won things for the team. So it is easy to call out their neck whenever they make mistakes, because I'm sure if Kone does the same, there's no much criticism on that. So it's one of those things that if you're a professional and you're coming into an environment like this, you need to understand. So you need to prepare your mind for it, and then you hope that you get away from it. So I expected it. So it's not that it's not something that I didn't expect before joining the team, but it's just that you look forward to as time goes on. If you gain your ground, fine. If you don't gain your ground, maybe you look for a better option.
And lastly, Akpei talks about the competition for the goalkeeping position at Kaizer Chiefs, the trophy drought at Chiefs, and what sort of impact he is looking to make at the Amakhosi.
Not part of the players that are here, you're not just here to make up numbers. You're here to help the team, you're here to make a name for yourself, and you're here to play. So I think it's a good thing that everybody, especially in the goalkeeping department, is giving everybody a challenge for you to stand on your toes, and it actually helps because it actually makes the department, you know, looking forward to become stronger individually and collectively. One of the reasons why I actually opted for Sheep is because so far I know that they're a trophy winning side, but quite unfortunate, they've been trophy drought for 4 seasons now, and I'm here to be part of this team that wants to win trophies, you see. So I think sometimes in the team it happens like that, and I know the fans are not going to be patient with it and all that stuff, but I think it's something that with the players are working towards, and I believe that this is a new season, and it's looking good already, and I just hope we keep the momentum and we come out with a trophy at the end of the season. I'm patient, I'm hardworking, I'm just going to watch how this season go through, and I hope that this season with Chiefs is going to be one of the seasons that I'm going to say yes, I'm part of the team that won the trophy.
And that was Daniel Akpei speaking to the media yesterday ahead of Kaizer Chiefs' all-important clash with SuperSport United tomorrow night at the FNB Stadium. And like I said earlier, the PSL resumes with round 3 of the Absa Premiership fixtures tomorrow afternoon, with one fixture being Golden Arrows taking on Chippa United at the Sugar Ray Kulu Stadium at 3 p.m. Abafana Bestende coming into that fixture after a 5-0 demolition by Bloemfontein Celtics 2 weeks ago. Coach Steve Kompela and his boys will be looking to redeem themselves there against the Chili Boys. Another fixture happening at 3 tomorrow will be Black Leopards taking on Highlands Park at the Thohoyandou Stadium in Venda at 3 p.m. Lidoda Duva will be looking to register their first PSL win this season, while Highlands Park are coming from a morale-boosting win against Orlando Pirates in the MTN 8 quarterfinals. Coach Owen Dagama and his boys will be looking for their first win of the season. And at 6 p.m. there's Kaizer Chiefs taking on SuperSport United. Then on Sunday, there's Baroka FC who will be welcoming Bloemfontein Celtic at the Peter Mokaba Stadium at 3 p.m. Then Stellenbosch, who are also looking for their first PSL win, will be taking on Maritzburg United at the Athlone Stadium on Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, let us change gears. Let us talk about Africa's most elite club competition, where the big boys of African football meet. I'm talking about the CAF Champions League and also the CAF Confederations Cup. On Sunday at 2 p.m. in Seychelles, TS Galaxy will be taking on St. Louis Suns in the second leg of the CAF Confederations Cup. Galaxy won the first leg here at home 1-0 a few weeks ago. Now, coach Dan Malesela's side will be looking to wrap up that tie away from home and book themselves a spot in the second round of the CAF Confederations Cup. Bidvest Wits, who also qualified for the CAF Confederations Cup this season by finishing third last season, will only start participating in the second round of the competition. And to the CAF Champions League fixtures, both Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns are coming to their respective fixtures this week on the back foot after losing one first leg matches to Zambia's Green Eagles and Otoho Di Oyo from the Republic of Congo by 1-0 and 2-1 respectively. Masandawana will welcome Otoho at Lucas Moripe Stadium tomorrow at 6. A fortress for the Brazilians. Ask Zamalek about Lucas Moripe. Ask Wydad Casablanca. In fact, just look up north and ask Africa's greatest football club of all time. I'm talking about Al Ahly. They know the last time they went to Moripe, they got 5 clean goals. That is just how ruthless Mamelodi Sundowns is at Lucas Moripe Stadium. And in the second fixture of the night, 1995 CAF Champions League winners Orlando Pirates will be taking on Green Eagles at the Orlando Stadium tomorrow at 9 p.m. The Buccaneers will be looking for their first victory in 5 games.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
And don't forget to grab your copy of your Sokala Duma newspaper in stores every Wednesday for just 4 rand. And in this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, our editor Vuyani Joni speaks to Orlando Pirates midfield maestro Ben Mutswari, where there's a headline saying there are many dynamics. Grab your copy for just 4 rand and see what Ben Mutswari is talking about. There's also that conversation with Jackson Mabogwane, also with Vuyani Joni. There's another interview on the back of your paper with Biva Nazo, where he speaks to the former Orlando Pirates striker, now currently playing for SuperSport United, that is Utamsa Ngagabuza. Well, that is all we got for you on the weekend special today. We really hope you enjoy the episode. Please be on the lookout for our social posts on Facebook, where you can feature on Monday on our fan reaction show. From myself and my producer Simon Strela, have a wonderful weekend.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.